Drill Childs.
Sack, I think.
It was real big. We wanted to come out with a lot of momentum after obviously having a first bad half from the first half on defense. So we wanted to come out and start off good. So, I mean, that 3-and-out was really big for us to get our momentum boosted.
What was the attitude at halftime? Coach described it as angry. Can you be a little more specific?
Yeah, we was all upset because we didn't play up to our potential. I think we took them for granted a little bit. So we just wanted to come out, step up and practice like we have been and playing like we have been in the first four games.
Is this team good enough to flip a switch like that?
I think we're pretty good. I mean, if we play up to potential, we could be a pretty good defense.
Why was it so difficult to be focused early against a rival back home playing for the first time in 2 weeks?
I think coming off a bye week takes a lot, getting back into the game attitude and game momentum and just stepping up and getting ready to play a game, because having to practice for 2 weeks is different and you come out and step up and play against a team.
Chris Harper.
Was it frustrating that first half of ball game, Chris?
Kind of, yeah, because we expected to do, big things at the beginning of the game and kind of spread it open. But, I mean, we got going. You know, it's not always going to go your way, in football. I mean, that's why you got four quarters. So, we finally got it going.
And, of course, maybe do you think the team maybe overlooked KU a little bit?
No, it was a big game. I know we weren't overlooking them. You know, I mean, it's a rivalry game. Nobody's overlooking them.
Do you take maybe a little bit more pride in this game with it? You being from Kansas in a Sunflower
Shirt? I could care who we playing, honestly. I mean, I'm trying to go undefeated. I mean, no game is bigger than another one on the season. I mean, there's obviously games at the beginning of the season that you expect to win. But, I mean, every game to me is, I'm not one of those guys that go out there and hate KU. I don't care who we playing. I just want to win.
5 games in the season, where do you think that team is overall?
We good. We clicking. I mean, we running the ball. I'm freaking 400 yards rushing almost. I mean, if you can do that, you're in pretty good company. You know, if you can run the ball, you can play with anybody. And I mean, we run the ball with the best of them. And so we're fine. The defense started getting turnovers, and they was playing good.
Cody White here. Cody, talk about what it was like playing in your first Sunflower Showdown.
It was a great experience. You know, being from Kansas, this is a huge game for us Kansas boys, so all around it was great.
Well, first half, what just seemed slow you guys down a little bit?
Oh, you know, I don't know if I really know what slowed us down. I just know we came out pretty slow, but, when we turned it around during the second half, we did some great things.
Even toward the end of the first half, did you guys start maybe feeling like, we're about to blow this game open?
We just knew what we had to do and what we weren't doing in the first half. And so we came in at halftime, and talked through some things that we were struggling with, and we fixed them. So that's what made us come out better in the second half.
Did that game ever feel like it was out of your control? I mean, you guys were always around. I mean, you were either ahead or there. I mean, it wasn't like – how did it feel to you guys, I guess?
We just had to keep battling. We knew KU was a great football team and, was going to come in and play their best, and that's what they did, and we just had to, adjust to how they were playing.
Could you tell the difference in them as that first half went on? I mean, from the beginning of the game, because they took a couple of leads on you. It was tied at halftime. I mean, could you tell that – was their confidence level up and down?
They came in pretty confident, like they always do. They just kept playing hard, and like we knew they were going to play, so we just had to change our level of play.
Ty Zimmerman.
KU was one of the best in the country coming in here, and you guys just took advantage of it.
I feel like our defense is playing well over these last 5 games, and part of that is because our offense controls the game so much, and they get it in the end zone and get us the momentum. Our front seven has been playing terrific over these last 5 games, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Being a Kansas kid, to win like this mean a little something extra special for you?
Definitely. We've been talking about that all week, just what it means to everybody from Kansas, just because, it's a little bit of rivalry, in-state rivalry. And they're a great team, and they came out and played hard, and, we're glad to get this win.
Do you feel like you have to say that? Great team. I mean, they've won one game all season.
Yeah, but they fought. They fought hard that first half. They can't turn the ball over like that and expect to win. But they're a great team. They're going to win some games.
Do you feel a little concerned about giving up as many yards as you did again today?
A little bit, but, we're going to adjust, and we're going to go through practice and correct what we need to correct and move on to Iowa State.
So were you kind of glad to get back on the field? Was a bye week pretty tough for you guys?
Yeah, it was different sitting at home watching games on Saturday instead of being out there. And I think a little bit of that showed in the first half. We were a little bit rusty, but we did a good job adjusting that half.
Jermaine Thompson.
He'll take some positives out of that. Of course he's going to take some negatives out of our performance, but I think he'll be happy about us getting a W.
Now, hey, he'll be back here tomorrow. Does it surprise you that he'll be working on his birthday?
No, I mean, I guess not. I mean, I won't be up here, so.
That's what matters, I guess.
I won't know if he's up here. So I'm sure he'll be working on his birthday, but that's just kind of person he is, though.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
What was it like on the sideline after, like, they faked the punt first and then they faked the field goal? What was, the mood like on the sideline? Did it really surprise you guys that they
did that? Like, after it happened, we're like, yeah, we should have been more prepared for that. And I just think that, I don't know, I just think we weren't really just focused in all the way in the first half. And we definitely picked it up, especially on, like, you know, both sides of the ball. Actually, the defense came out and played great in the second half. And I just think they focused up a lot more.
Yeah, pretty amazing pancake block against us. Quite a bit of bigger kids. Go through that play.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was Lockett.
That was Lockett.
Lockett got him. It was on Pease got out on the left side, and Lockett was over there blocking. He just peeled back around and got him. It was pretty cool. I was watching him the whole time. I was excited for him.
Not bad for a little guy, huh?
Nah, it's pretty good. It's a good block.
No, it's third year. Like, you know, is it – has a win against Kansas, has it built up to mean a little bit more to you guys as a team? I know it's obviously special to the Kansas kids, but what is it like for you, not maybe being from the state,
yeah,
but being
it's
here?
Just tradition for us. We want to keep bringing that trophy back, you know, keeping it here and keep doing it for the people from Kansas. It's become a big game for me just because I've been here for so long. I see what it means to a lot of my teammates, and I've kind of taken their spirit on in mine. So
what do you think maybe is holding you guys back in that first half?
You could say it's probably rustiness or whatever. I just think we weren't really focused all the way up and ready to execute like we know we can.
Trey Walker.
It was. I think it was the spacing routes. You know, we practiced them during the week, but I think a lot of the different schemes that came out, you know, moving three out wide, those Trey and Trio formations, moving Arthur out the box and then running a running back right up through. Well, Arthur's not there. And so that can cause a problem where you're not used to, you know, those schemes giving different calls. That happens a lot, but we got it together.
You guys forcing turnovers, but what was the biggest change you made in the second half to start being a little bit more opportunistic?
I think the biggest change we made was just tackling better, running to the ball. That Cox running back for KU, he's an outstanding running back, and you got to get low on him. You got to tackle him. You got to wrap up. And I think once we started tackling better, start getting some pressure on that quarterback like we needed to the first half, I think they helped us out tremendously.
You mentioned Cox. What about Pearson? It seemed like he was able to get off a little bit earlier.
Pearson did too. Pearson's a great running back as well. Fast, very fast off the edge. And so when you got a running back like that, you got to be cautious of him. He gets a screen. It's a touchdown like you saw before. He gets a draw. It could be a touchdown or very low on 10, 15 yards. And so they did a great job.
Ball game in the first half, blowout in the second. What kind of statement does that make?
Never give up. Goal number 10. Things are going to happen, like I said before. Adversity is going to happen. But you got to keep on fighting. You got to push to the end, and that's what we did.
Anybody wish Coach Snyder a happy birthday since you may not see him till tomorrow?
We all did. We wished him a happy birthday. I think Joanne was the first one to send him something, so that was great.
Thanks, man.
Defensively, what did you do to bring more pressure in the second half? Was it more just a little bit of selective blitzing and stuff like that? It looked like you got to Chris a little bit quicker in the second half.
We did, and it's all about changing up schemes. Teams are going to watch film. They're going to know how you do certain plays and formations. But I think the ability to change up, which Coach Hayes does a great job of, Coach Cox, Coach Joe Bob, they changed up some schemes, even though it was the same play, and we were able to get to the quarterback better.
Five turnovers second half, and you got more pressure. I mean, what was it about the turnovers that helped kind of build the momentum and the confidence of this defense?
Oh, man, every turnover added more excitement, more enthusiasm. I think that's the biggest thing with the defense. You give a defense three and outs and turnovers, and they're just fine. And I think for us to have those turnovers and give the offense the ball back in KU's red zone, I think it was a great great asset to the game, and I think it propelled at halftime.
Tyler Lockett.
I just talk about the game. What are your thoughts?
Well, I feel like we started off a little slow like we did against North Texas, but luckily we were able to pick it up, especially after the talk Coach Snyder gave us in the second half. So that's all that really mattered, was picking it up at the end.
You had 2 touchdowns. You were pretty solid through both halves. What were you encouraging your teammates at all? I mean, what was kind of the conversation on offense?
Well, we knew how important this game was to everybody who lives in Kansas. So we just wanted to go out there and do our part, because if we do our part, then we know that we'll be successful as a team. And, you know, that's what we did. Colin did his part. You know, us receivers, we did our parts in blocking and making big catches. And at the end of the day, we won.
Talk about the crazy momentum shifts in this game, you know, especially at the end of the first half and through the third quarter.
You know, the momentum was crazy, especially with KU doing 2 fakes in the same drive. But one thing Snyder always talks about is how we respond during adversity. And luckily we were able to do that even when things didn't go the way that we planned for it to go.
And in the Miami game, the offense executed very well. But also, again, today, you know, averaging like 9.5 yards a rush and distributing it to the receivers. How do you feel like the offense did?
You know, I think we did good, even though we had about 40, 45 plays on offense, and usually we get about 70. But when you look at the stats that we did, we were able to be real productive with just a little amount of carries. So I think offense did pretty good, but we still got some stuff we need to learn.
KU had a huge advantage in time of possession in this game. Was it weird for the offense to not spend as much time on the field as you normally do?
Yeah, it was pretty weird, especially, you know, it was kind of cold out there. But, but, you know, defense, you know, they got some real good interceptions, which caused us to be on the 10-yard line, the 5-yard line. So luckily we didn't have to run a lot of plays because we was just right there next to the end zone.
What was the collective mood at halftime?
Well, you know, like I said, we felt like we started off slow and we knew we needed to pick it up because we didn't want this to be a, you know, an upset type game. And you know, this is a thing that could help us, you know, towards these next few games, because now we see that when we're down how we're gonna respond.
You guys angry?
Not really. They weren't angry. If they were angry, we were all mad at ourselves because we allowed it to happen.
Coach Snyder didn't really want to say much about what he said at halftime. Can you maybe give us maybe a little Cliff Notes version about his message to you guys?
I mean, the most that he really said was just referring back to North Texas and how we came up slow. He didn't, like, he said a couple of things, but he didn't really have a lot to say, you know, kind of like he just said, because he knew at the end of the day we was going to come back and respond like we did.
I know you're not a Kansas kid per se, but you are definitely a K-State guy.
Yes, sir.
Extra satisfying?
Yes, sir. It's pretty satisfying. The first half may have not been satisfying, but the second half was pretty much satisfying just because we came back and we played as, you know, we were able to play. So I think if we do that, the sky's the limit for the rest of the season.
How about your pancake blocking that game?
Oh, well, you know, I didn't want to be that person that missed the block for Angelo to have a big play. And I was kind of waving at him and telling him to come to the outside. And luckily he saw me and he set the block up perfectly, which allowed me to get a crack back.
Pretty surprised maybe a little bit how it occurred?
A little bit. You know, I didn't know if he was going to run to the right side or the left side. But when I saw him break and I saw him coming my way, I was just anxious to get it set up so I can get a crack back. And luckily he got 15, 20 more yards after that play.
Alan Chapman.
Prepared, but we just got to go back to the drawing board.
More prepared? I mean, were you not ready for them to throw those, like, little bubble screens, or what was it?
I think we were ready, but I think we didn't come out like we wanted to. That's what I mean.
And, you know, you get a lot of turnovers in the second half. Well, you know, you even get an interception. What kind of help and momentum does that give your team?
It gives us good, great momentum. You know, our coach preaches get turnovers, and that's one of our goals. So that's what we came here to do.
Did you feel a little redemption on that play, especially because you got beat onto the inside on the play before, and then all of a sudden here you are sitting on the 2-yard line with the ball in your hands?
Yeah, definitely. I don't like the ball getting caught on me. That's something that I don't like. Me and Najee, we take pride in that, so.
So that it was redemption?
Yes.
Right after that play, the big one, the 31 that got him down that far, did you think maybe they would come back at you?
Yeah, I think they were going to come back on me. Just be prepared, but mainly when I get the ball caught on me, I just flush it on my head, just go to the next play. So.
I mean, did you see a different spark in this defense in the second half after kind of a slower first half?
Yeah, our coaches, they do a good job of, you know, giving us adjustments, and we just play through it.
And what was that message in the second half or at halftime?
Just line up, play hard, and tackle.
Just that? That's it?
Yep.
Colin Klein.
I mean, I think it fueled all of us. But again, you know, we just had to keep playing. Coach tells us all the time, you know, we just have to keep playing. sometimes good things are going to happen, sometimes bad things are going to happen. You just got to keep at it, because eventually things, if you do that, if you keep just hanging in there, things are going to go okay. And, you know, that, because, again, you know, you can't get too frustrated, because that'll make it even, you already compound a problem and make it worse. So it's a balance, but, again, we're able to come out and get it done.
Aren't games like this almost a coach's dream, though? You win big. You're 5-0. You're ranked 7th in the country, but there are plenty of teaching moments for this week at practice.
Man, I didn't really look at it that way. Like I said, every game has its own unique identity and has its own things that you can take away, and, you know, that we can put in our pocket, you know, moving forward. And like you said, we're able to learn and take those tools and lessons with a win. And like I said, we responded to adversity. Like I said, we knew they were going to come out and, you know, punch us in the mouth. And but again, you know, we just got to hang in there and keep doing what we were doing, and it worked.
What's the best part about beating a rival? As soundly as you guys did, though.
Man, again, it's a very good win. It's about just what Coach always says, is trying to get better. And, you know, we did some things that in some areas that we didn't improve on from where we were. But again, we responded to some adversity and some things when they weren't going our way, and when we weren't executing, that we were able to still hang in there, hang tough together, and get it done. So, again, it was we got it done.
Is K-State now a quick strike offense, and you had 8 touchdowns, and the longest drive was 6 plays?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. That's a great question. It's again, like I said, each game just takes on its own unique piece. And, you know, we even left some plays out there that maybe could have made that stat even, you know, more drastic. But the thing is, we just got to keep playing, keep trying to get ourselves better, and it's a very good step, but it is just another step.
I want to talk about your offensive line. Even though I know there were some plays that didn't go quite your way, you really didn't have much pressure all day on Kansas defense.
Right. Well, again, we got a lot of guys up front that are doing a great job. They're really playing together, you know, playing disciplined. And, you know, we really just enjoy being around each other. I mean, it's just a fun, amazing family. And, you know, when you do that, good things happen. So it was good. They played well. I'll tell you, I mean, he runs hard. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we just talked about people up front. I mean, for both of us, you know, up front, they did an outstanding job of getting us, you know, getting movement, getting us holes. And
Braden Wilson. Braden, talk about getting a big win today, your final game in the Sunflower Showdown.
It's a great feeling, to be honest with you. You know, KU's always been a school that I've always just been really opposed to, and being able to beat them all 4 years since I've been playing is really a tremendous feeling.
The first half, kind of a tough start for you guys, even though you had a 21-14 lead. You guys put it really together well in the second half. Talk about the effort from the first half to the second half.
I don't think the effort changed. You know, we were out there playing as hard as we could, you know, like we always do. It's just pretty vaguely put, things just came together a little better in the second half, you know, and that's pretty common for us. So.
Did you feel maybe you guys were pretty close to pushing the game wide open like that in that first half?
I did. I felt like we were just a couple, just maybe a play or two away from doing that, or even during plays we're just, you know, a step behind maybe where we should have been, you know, just to really break one out.
Is your confidence level, did you see it start to go down as the game wore on?
No, I didn't. Oh, KU's, yes. Yeah, I thought you meant us.
No.
Yeah, you could kind of see the life draining out of them as the game went on, and that's what we like to see. Yeah, with our style of ball.
BJ Finney.
So it's just one thing we focus on is being a physical unit and executing, and whatever comes out, comes out.
How gratifying is it when you can produce 200-yard rushers and collectively over 9 yards a carry for every player that touched the ball at K-State today?
Just was aware of it. I guess it feels good, but like I said, there's always room for improvement. Why not 10 yards? Why not 11 yards? So we got to get better. We have a lot of things that we have to fix.
Thanks, BJ. Appreciate it.
You guys talked a little bit about juice. What kind of juice did John Hubert give you on that 32-yard touchdown run? Kind of get things going in third.
It was amazing. You know, we were trying to get John the ball, trying to get our running back game going, and just to see him break one loose and get for a touchdown was awesome.
What was that sequence like? Because you had the interception by Chapman, then the safety. then the kickoff return fumble, and then that touchdown. Pretty crazy stuff.
It was a lot of adversity in that short little period of time, and that's one thing that Coach Nyer always says is, you know, just keep rowing the boat through times of adversity and we'll get things going.
How would you characterize how those two halves were? I mean, what really happened in the second half to where you guys were so dominant when you couldn't really pull away in the first half necessarily?
We just came out and played K-State football. We realized that the first half was not who we were. It was not how we wanted to play, and we got we got our mentalities changed. We wanted to play better.
How has Cody come along these first half of the season?
Cody's been doing an awesome job. He's been working very hard. He's a very diligent worker. He's not satisfied with his best performance. He wants to make it better.
How many different positions can you play?
Cody?
Yeah.
He could play either side for a guard and tackle. He just kind of looks at me with the center stuff, and he's like, I'm leaving that to you.
How about Boston Cyberson getting his first action of the year?
he has a long way to go. He was sitting out there, and he's like, man, he's like, this is not good to me. He's like, he's winded, so he's getting tired. But he's a very hard worker. Love the guy to death. He'll get there.
How tight a unit is this offensive line?
Unbelievably close. Like, we are very tight. That's one thing that I preached over the summer is how cohesive this unit has to be successful, and guys just molded right into it.
BJ, were the guys trying to give Coach Snyder a little bit of a birthday gift here at all? I mean, it's his birthday tomorrow.
I'm unaware of that.
Okay.
I just, Coach wants to go out and play the best all the time, so birthday or no birthday, happy birthday, Coach, I guess.